Well, congratulations on your JDC Volt title win last weekend. How did it feel for that last dart to land on the double and take the win, Jack?
I've had a lot of big wins when I've played darts, but I'll tell you now, that was one that just really, really meant a lot. You know, I put in the hard work for it. It's one that I really want to win. The first time now, I had to England for a tournament, and I felt all the hard work then came out now.
Yeah, I was doing a wee bit of research before chatting to you, and I saw that video of you landing the last dart on the Premier Darts Club Facebook page. It obviously meant a lot to you and your family that moment when the dart went in.
Absolutely. All the nerves, everything, it just went away. I didn't know what to do. Once I won, then shook everybody's hand and just went straight to my mum. Then just first thing we said to each other is we're going to Coventry, and they were going to Gibraltar as well.
Yeah, nice moment. So as you touched on there, this means you'll now be playing at the JDC Volts National Finals over in Coventry next weekend. You must be excited about that.
Absolutely. Haven't had much time to prepare for it. I've only had a week, but I'm going to spend this time now just trying to, you know, relax, don't put myself under too much pressure, try and take it as experience because I've never been there before. So try and enjoy the moment as while I'm at it.
For sure. You'll be going over there to compete against some of great young dart players like yourself, Jack. It'll be a great experience and a big learning curve for you in your journey.
Absolutely. It's what you want now. It's the fact you get to go down there as well. It's a fantastic experience to be there as well. With the amount of support I got there last week as well, if it wasn't for the people there supporting me, definitely, in my opinion, I wouldn't be there right now chatting to you. So I think just the support I got, and I'll probably get a lot more support as well when I'm heading off. So that's another reason why I think I'm going to do very well.
Yeah, you're heading over next weekend. Put you under pressure now. Do you think another big win could be in the cards? What are you thinking?
I know that if I can just play my game, you know, I just focus on myself and I can just get myself right mentally. I know I can beat anybody who faces me. The way you have to think like that in darts, it's more a mental game. And if I kind of get my mentality right, if I know I can beat anybody I play, I feel like I can go very far.
And I believe there's a wee prize of, what is it, £6,000 for the winner. That's not a bad incentive to go and play well.
No, it's not bad. Now, in my head, I wouldn't be thinking too much about the money. I'd be focusing more on the results. But after the tournament, I'd kind of focus on that. But the fact I get this experience as well, you have to thank the JDC. They're giving so much opportunities for the youths, and what they're doing is very, very good.
Yeah, that's it. It's all about the experience, isn't it? I know you're busy. You're in secondary school. What kind of practice will you be doing between now and next weekend?
I'll be doing a wee bit now. Just trying to. I'm off to the Premier Darts Club match today as well for a wee bit of a practice. So we'll be going down there, just trying to relax, try and get used to playing outside the house again. It's very hard as well at the same time. You're thinking, because you have school, is what you mentioned there. You'd be spending an hour or two studying, then you spend another hour or two then practicing, so on and so forth. So yeah, That's kind of the way it kind of works.
Yeah, and the win last week also opened up some other doors for you, Jack. You've qualified for the World Youth JDC Finals in November in Gibraltar. That's also very exciting.
Absolutely, yeah. Something I've seen a lot of tournaments from the JDC, but one I really, really want to go to is Gibraltar. So to qualify for it, that's something else that really will be. Gibraltar's just been a place on my bucket list that I've ever wanted to go to. So to be there then, to play in the World Championship, is something that has always been a big dream for me, and hoping I can do what I can do there.
And you'll also get the chance to play on the PDC Tour and the World Masters in Budapest later in the year. Do you know much about that yet?
I do know about that now. We realised that there was a couple months ago that we'll be heading off. And we did qualify for last year, myself and my brother. But it's good as well to see my sister Aoife also qualify for the girls. So it's good to see us three as siblings all qualifying for it, knowing that we definitely did put Donegal on the map and put Ireland on the map throughout the world, when we can definitely see what we can do.
For sure, that'll be some experience when it comes around. So that won't be your first experience of the big stage and the bright lights then. You were there before.
I was there last year at Budapest, played in the World Masters, ended up losing to the boy who was the world champion, so I couldn't do much. But I gave him a run for his money. I definitely gave him a good game. And I definitely know I can come back there going even better.
How old are you, Jack?
I'm 14 years of age.
Right. You're obviously going well, and I know you'll just want to keep playing darts, but do you have ambitions of a career in the sport? We've seen a big rise in popularity in darts over the past number of years. Is that a pathway you'd maybe like to go down someday?
Absolutely. Something that I've really wanted to do, it's because I feel like I'm doing very well at the moment. You know, I'm putting in the work. It's very hard to do as well. You can see there's very, very few people that do end up taking it as a full-time job. So it's about how much work you put in, and it's definitely something you can do, but it's not easy. Definitely not easy.
Definitely not. Well, you have the world at your feet, and best of luck next weekend. Thank you very much for joining us here this evening, and we'll be keeping a close eye on you here in Highland Jack. All right, take care.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.